Welcome to episode 1154 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We have just launched a new series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. The Gospel of John is a tremendous gift, offering us profound insights into Jesus' identity, mission, teachings, character, and ongoing work in the world. We need to get deeper with Jesus because a surface-level relationship will never satisfy the depth of our need or the depth of his love. Life is complex, painful, and filled with challenges that simple answers and shallow faith can't address. A deeper relationship with Jesus gives us spiritual roots, roots that anchor us in truth when emotions waver, when trials shake us, and when the world pulls us in 100 different directions. Jesus doesn't call us to admire him from afar, but to abide in him, walk with him, and be transformed by him. The deeper we go, the more we begin to understand his heart, not just his teachings. We stop asking only what he can do for us and begin to ask how we can live for him. We discover that he's not just savior, but sustainer, not just truth, but our truest identity, not just a light in the darkness, but the very source of our life. Depth with Jesus reshapes everything. It purifies our motives, strengthens our character, softens our hearts, and sharpens our purpose. Shallow faith may survive on comfort, but only deep faith thrives in surrender. And Jesus, our Redeemer, teacher, and friend, always invites us to go deeper. Not because he is distant, but because there is always more of him to know, more of him to trust, and more of him to become. In the first 2 days of this series, Jesus declared these truths of himself.
I am the vine, you are the branches.
Like a branch needs the vine, I need you every moment, every day.
I am the bread of life.
There is no more searching for the satisfied. I found it all in Jesus Christ. I found it in Jesus Christ.
Understanding that Jesus is the vine and the bread of life helps us get deep by revealing that he is not just a guide or example, but our very source of life and sustenance. As the vine, he is the one through whom we receive strength, growth, and the ability to bear fruit. Apart from him, we wither. As the bread of life, he nourishes our souls in a way nothing else can. He fills the hunger we carry for meaning, belonging, and peace. Together, these metaphors teach us that going deeper with Jesus isn't about achieving more, but about staying connected, abiding, and depending on him moment by moment for everything we truly need. Are you letting him feed and sustain your soul today? By the time Jesus began his earthly ministry, the imagery of sheep and shepherd was deeply ingrained in the Jewish religious, cultural, and theological imagination. It was not just poetic language. It carried profound historical, liturgical, and spiritual significance rooted in centuries of identity formation, covenant relationship, and communal life. Historically, the patriarchs of Israel were shepherds: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and especially Moses and David. David, the greatest of Israel's kings, was literally taken from the sheepfold to shepherd the nation. His background as a shepherd became a theological metaphor for his leadership and care for God's people. Most importantly, it laid the groundwork for understanding God as the ultimate shepherd of Israel. Psalm 23 begins with the iconic words, "The Lord is my shepherd," expressing both dependence and trust. This psalm, and others like it, cast God as the one who leads, feeds, restores, and protects his flock. Prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel took up this theme, often rebuking Israel's leaders as false shepherds, while portraying the coming Messiah as the true and faithful shepherd. By the time of Jesus, sheep were also central to Jewish worship. They were among the primary animals sacrificed in the temple, especially the Passover lamb, recalling God's deliverance from Egypt. This gave sheep both religious and redemptive symbolism. As someone who spent most of his earthly life in rural Galilee, Jesus would have seen shepherds tending their flocks regularly. He would have understood how they called their sheep by name, led them to pasture, protected them from predators, and searched for the lost. These weren't abstract lessons. They were lived, observed realities that he later infused with divine meaning.
I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep.
Even before these verses recorded in John chapter 10, Jesus used shepherd and sheep imagery in his teachings. In Matthew 9, he looked at the crowds and had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. In Luke 15, he tells the parable of the lost sheep, portraying the shepherd's joy in finding one stray. These stories show Jesus didn't just know about sheep. He saw people through the lens of shepherd love long before he openly claimed that identity for himself. By the time Jesus said, "I am the Good Shepherd," he was drawing on a lifetime of cultural knowledge, spiritual reflection, relational compassion, and lived observation, fulfilling ancient prophecy while offering tender present care. He made this declaration in Jerusalem during the autumn feast of dedication, Hanukkah, though the conversation began a few weeks earlier during the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. Jesus continues a conversation with the Pharisees and crowds after healing a man born blind. He uses the shepherd metaphor to contrast his leadership with that of corrupt religious authorities. While others were hired hands, or thieves, he declared himself the true shepherd who knows, calls, protects, even lays down his life for the sheep. If Jesus is the good shepherd, we, by contrast, are the sheep. And sheep, while beloved, are vulnerable. We wander, panic, and need protection. In our rushed, achievement-driven world, it's easy to reduce Jesus to a safety net or a weekend companion. But the good shepherd metaphor asks, do we know his voice? Are we willing to follow even when we don't understand the path? Do we believe his rod and staff comfort us even in the valley of shadow? Let's get deep. By calling himself the Good Shepherd, Jesus teaches us several powerful truths. He is personal in his care, not a distant overseer, but one who knows his sheep by name. His relationship with us is marked by intimacy and attentiveness. He is protective in his leadership, not running from danger, but standing between us and harm, even to the point of laying down his life. His love is not theoretical, it is sacrificial. He is persistent in his pursuit, seeking the one that wanders, restoring the weary, and never giving up on the flock. His mercy follows us even when we stray. He is present in our pain, not merely guiding from a distance, but walking with us through the valleys, through the shadows, through the suffering. His rod and his staff are constant companions. He is trustworthy in every season. When wolves come, when night falls, when the path is unclear, he remains. He does not abandon. He does not fail. He is exclusive in his claim, not one of many shepherds, but the good shepherd. The only one worthy of our full trust, the only one with the authority and compassion to lead us all the way home. We need to surrender the illusion of control to embrace the safety of his leadership. To go deeper, we need to trade anxiety for trust, to move from distant admiration to intimate belonging. When Jesus says, "I know my own," he's not speaking of distant knowledge. He knows our fears, our flaws, our full stories. And still, he lays down his life for each of us, and he give us a 10-10 life. So get deep, not just in theology, but in trust. Not just in understanding, but in surrender. Jesus is not just a shepherd. He is the good shepherd, the faithful one, the sacrificial one, the one whose voice still calls our names in the noise of this world. Father, thank you for sending Jesus, not just as a savior, but as our good shepherd. In a world full of noise, help us to recognize his voice. Teach us to follow, even when the path is hard, knowing he never abandons his flock. We surrender our striving, our fears, and our wandering hearts. Lead us deeper into trust, deeper into grace, deeper into your love. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.